Earlier this summer, a group of students from Utica College and a few other schools spent 3 weeks at an ancient archaeological site in southern Albania. It was the most recent group to take part in an unlikely collaboration between the college and a national park in a little-known part of the world. David Shinatry from the New York Reporting Project at Utica College went along for the trip.
The shade of a palm tree is an unusual place for students from Utica College to take a class. But that's where Tom Crist teaches his summer course in osteology, the study of bones.
This is a burial 1234 from Area 19.
Standing at the head of a concrete picnic table, Crist carefully lifts a cranium, a human skull, from a plastic Ziploc bag.
So you are meeting your first ancient Butrint individual?
Crist is a bones guy. He teaches forensic anthropology at Utica College, and he's brought a dozen students to do field work in Albania's Butrint National Park.
You can see some of the orbital bone has been broken away here. That is postmortem loss.
For the 11th year in a row, his students are studying under that tree. They've learned how to identify bones and the markers of disease, skills that can be applied in law enforcement or working for medical examiners. But Chris says the course offers more than forensic technique.
We could offer a course like this almost anywhere, even at home. The extra benefits of coming to a place like Butrint is the opportunity to visit very unusual parts of the world for most Americans, to have skeletal remains from really hundreds or thousands of years of occupation.
Junior Caitlin Briggs says that connection to place gives her the chills.
When we're looking at the bones and when we're actually like trying to figure out like who were these people, how old were they, what's their gender and stuff like that, like these people walked right as where we're walking.
And those people have quite the pedigree. Located on the shores of the Ionian Sea, Butrint was a crossroads of the ancient world. Ruins of a Greek amphitheater sit right next to a Roman forum, temple, and baths. There's a medieval cathedral and baptistry, a Venetian tower, and an Ottoman fort. The layers of history go back 3,000 years. That struck a chord with Paul Ukinaw, who just graduated from Utica.
What's interesting about the park is really the scope of it, you know, how much it's changed over time and how you're being the person there at Butrint much later in history. You've become a part of that history.
Working with bones that old can be tricky. Kaylin Campbell joined the group from Colorado State University. She spent hours washing and helping to catalog bones archaeologists recently excavated near the Roman Forum.
They're very fragile when they're wet, and so you want to make sure you're getting the right amount of dirt and everything off, but not to break them. And so some of the smaller fragments, it was challenging.
There's more to this program than dead people. Side trips to more modern cities and museums, interacting with the living for 3 weeks. SUNY Oneonta student Jessica Scalise had never been on a plane before coming to Butrint. Now she's a cheerleader for foreign travel.
I feel like it's something that's so important to just open up your world and see people who do things differently than you and understand other cultures and just really see what is outside your own little world.
Getting out of their comfort zones, something Tom Crist notes the ancients had to do too.
And it's remarkable to me to think of these people coming to this part of the world and making a community, a society for themselves here where nothing was before.
Much of the site remains unexplored woodland and floodplains. With more excavations potentially to come, the students from upstate New York could have plenty more old bones to learn from. For WRVO News, I'm David Shinatry with the New York Reporting Project at Utica College.